out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, January 7th, 2023. I am Luigi, with the McBranch of PNN. What are we going to talk about today? First, Bolsonaro is now in Florida. Then, Goys can no longer afford the price of Goy slop. That's the terrible show today. That's the terrible... and McCarthy's now Speaker. You don't need an entire show about that. You don't need... I mean, maybe Styx and other people could shit out an hour-long show about that. I can't. That's boring. McCarthy's Speaker. Everyone betrayed us. We got a few things in recompense for it. We got the ability to call a vote to cast him out with one person. Though I feel like there's going to be shenanigans behind that thing. We'll see. You will see. What else do we get? They're going to investigate the IRS people right away. That's good, I guess. Trump told the people to back off and let McCarthy win, which lowers my Trump points a little bit. That's not good, Trump. You're losing Trump points. They're very valuable. Don't lose them all. Don't lose them all, Trump. So, that's the show. I guess we'll get into it, shall we?
Hey, past Lou. This is future Lou. You didn't say the last thread. You didn't say the finale thread. You fucking idiot. And I'm not going to do it. So no one's going to do it now. So now there's no one's talking about the thread anymore. You fucked us all. You fucked us all, past Lou.
First thread of the day, and also the penultimate thread, because there's only two fucking threads today. Bolsonaro's now in Florida. Why? Why is Bolsonaro... This is the second video of Bolsonaro in Florida we've gotten. And why is he so awkward? Why is he just changing lane? Oh, and he has, like, people doing shit for him. That's so weird. Let me just have my two servants shop for me in America. So weird, so strange. Hi, Bolsonaro. What's up, buddy? Weird, strange. The people escorting him look like they have guns on them, which they probably do. I mean, what is America now? Are we like the... Are we just the most corrupt piece of shit country in the world? I'm about to get killed by my country, so I guess I'll just run to America, the most corrupt place in the world, and live in Florida for the rest of my days. What the fuck is going on? Would this have happened in the 80s? Would this have happened? Maybe just no one would have known about it. Maybe just no one would have known. Maybe they would have just said he got killed and then he would really be in Florida somewhere. Walking around having goons buy shit for him. Crazy. OP says, why? German responds, because he would be imprisoned in Brazil. He'd be probably worse. Maybe. Maybe imprisoned. You don't think there'd be some sort of accident? Some Epstein-esque accident, no? Bolsonaro's so based, it sucks that he's been... he's been lowered to this level. He's now a boomer in Florida. He's a boomer in Florida. What do you think about this, Pro News Central? What's your thoughts on Bolsonaro, the retiree? Amazing. Fucking incredible. This Puerto Rican says, America is so fucking soulless, he probably has depression already. I mean, look at the way he's walking. Obvious he has depression. Obviously gonna rope himself soon. It's just the way of the... And it's Florida. It's Florida. Maybe he'll go on a random killing spree before that happens. Bolsonaro, the crazed maniac killer. Seems very Florida-esque. Did I already say esque? Am I saying esque things too much? It's Florida-esque. It's water-esque. It's 4chan-esque. This American says, what a goofball. This American says, based Public shopping Bolsonaro. I really like fucking Publix. I like fucking it in the ass. No, I like going there and shopping and buying things. It's very expensive, but the stuff is good. The chicken is very delicious. It's kind of spicy. It's yummy. It's good. Did I reveal my location by saying I shop at Publix? Oh well. People already know where I live. Oh well. This American said... dying a little. Go away, COVID. I'm too strong for you. He's just doing what every fucking California, New Yorker, New Jersey man, Mexican, Haitian, Cuban, and South American does when they can't face their problems. Run to Florida. Many such cases. Many, many such cases. Many such cases. Many such cases of such things. This German says, I miss him so much, bros. I miss him too. Brazil will be less without you, Bolsonaro. This America says, it's nice in Florida this time of year, question mark. Maybe he wants to check out Trap Caught Sinner, the new tranny exhibit at Disney World. That was a bad joke, but I love it, Anon. It's fine, it's okay. Based Bolsonaro shopping at Publix. Yeah. Staying the fuck away from Walmart. Staying the fuck away from Walmart. This America says he has no clue at all. Perfect goy slop slave. I wish I could have got a peek inside of that cart. I wish we could have got... Why isn't the phone poster posting what he's buying? That's the most interesting part. What does Bolsonaro snack on? What's he... That's the juicy shit. That's the... Who the fuck cares? Who says he's in America cool? What's he fucking eat? What? Is he eating TV dinners? Is he eating Cheerios? What the fuck is his brands, man? I need to know. Need to know. You're on peeing in America. We ask the tough questions. Does he have hummus in that cart? Is there fucking hummus in there? We must know. This American says, those two men next to him are high-trained bodyguards. No joke. You could tell right away those are bodyguards LARPing as civilians. Shitskin countries still have top-of-the-line guards for prominent politicians. Just like the U.S. I mean, I don't know if they're prominent or top of the line. If not, you know, just hired goons. They're just very expensive goons that have guns. They have their guns in their pockets. They're packing guns. They will shoot you. Do not touch Bolsonaro. Get away from him. We will kill you. And we will just leave because we'll just go to another country because we can. This Italian says Florida seems to be the dumping ground for fake right-wing grifters once their grifts are over. Wouldn't surprise me to see Tate pop up when he gets out of jail. Well, pretty good taxes in Florida. Pretty good taxes for old people in Florida. Especially for old people. It's the old people state. It's full of fucking old people. And crazies. It's crazy people and old people in Florida. This American says to tell him to fuck off, we're fool. But he's already here. He's already in Florida, Anon. He's already there. He's already there, walking around. You can't do anything about it. This guy's like, is he in exile or something? No, Anon, you fucking retard. He's in exile. It's his fucking country, in exile. No, he lost. He fucked up. I don't know. He lost control. Probably Jewish influence. Jewish influence. Many such cases. This guy says he doesn't... This Italian says he did his part and now enjoys retirement. Samaritan says, Florida man, LOL. LMAO even. Man, how long until Zelensky's in Florida? When are we going to see Zelensky and his wife in Florida? Sorry, millions of Ukrainians that fought and died for me. Thank you. I'm going to go retire now in Florida. Can't wait till that happens. Called it here first, PNN in America, January 2023. This American says, why is Bolsonaro in Florida? Because the politician that stood up for what people want would be imprisoned by the criminal scum commies that hate people who have morals and stand up for what is right.
Was that really what Bolsonaro was doing? I think it's based Bolsonaro, but also, dude, he's corrupt as fuck. I mean, he's a politician. He was the fucking head of a country. He's corrupt. He probably fucked children. You think he didn't fuck children? Yeah. It's pretty high up there on the chain. Just feel like you get up there, they just start bringing you them. They're just here. Would you like to fuck this child? It's pretty evil. They're pretty evil people when you get up that high. Pretty evil. Pretty fucking evil. I mean, they might get suspicious if you said no. They would be like, no, I don't want to. And they'd be like, what? What? Are you supposed to be here? Are you ye? Are you anti-Semitic? That sounds pretty anti-Semitic, sir. Whatever. Under the finale threat of the day. Goys can no longer afford the price of goy slop. What now? Customer slams McDonald's as no longer affordable.
After sharing Bilfer's regular order, the pitcher is a very small, what looks to be, is that a big, it doesn't look like a Big Mac. That's not a Big Mac, right? I can't even, it's so fucking blurry, fucking nigger. Fix your phone. Damn cheap it. Look, it's a nigger with his nigger phone with grease all over the camera, so it's all blurry. Fucking clean your camera, buy a better phone, you fucking nigger. But what I can make out is the price, and the price is $15.19. And that's before taxes. After taxes, it's holy fucking shit, it's $16. Maybe it's zoomed in more on the actual page. Oh, it's a fucking ticky-tock? It's a ticky-tock? No. It's a ticky-tock, holy fuck. Loading ad. We're loading the ad, so you may...
Hyundai Santa Fe versus Honda Passport.
Holy fuck.
Hyundai Santa Fe wins every...
Mute. God, so fucking annoying. Here we go.
McDonald's. So I get there's a labor shortage. I get there's wage increases and a number of other things, but $16? $16 for a burger, a large fry, and a drink. It's just crazy.
That's it, yeah. $16 for a fucking hamburger. That, look at that tiny little fucking hamburger. $16, goy. Holy fuck, I'm lagging so bad now that I turned Papa Blocker off. Back on, please. Go away, ads. Go away. Wow, I'm instantly not lagging anymore. Were you running a fucking Bitcoin on my machine? Holy fuck, lag. Holy fuck. Not lagging anymore without those ads. Fuck ads. Yeah, holy fuck. Oh, here we go. Zoomed in. They zoomed in for... Holy fuck, I had to scroll down. I'm such a fucking retard. 1610. That is insane. Double smoky bacon lettuce tomato. Quarter pounder with cheese. Man, okay, first off, if you're going to McDonald's, you're getting a quarter pounder, you're doing it wrong. Their quarter pounders are fucking disgusting. They taste horrible. You want the best hamburger at McDonald's? The McDouble. The McDouble. Two patties, ketchup, onions, cheese. Fucking delicious. Perfect amount of each. Perfect size on the patties. I don't know what it is about that fucking thing, but it is so perfect. I love that fucking hamburger. So good. So perfect. The Big Mac is also delicious. The Big Mac is good too. Sometimes having a Big Mac, sure, delicious. But their quarter pounders are fucking nasty. Their big onions taste nasty. The little tiny shaved onions are where it's at. The tiny little shaved onions, the delicious little mongrels. Kids don't even know what the fuck those fuckers things are. The kids are like, this is delicious. You're like, yeah, you like those crunchy little things in there that are sweet, don't you? Yeah, good candy, huh? Nope, those are onions. Fucking stupid child. Stupid child, those are onions. Fucking delicious. Get extra onions. Get fucking extra onions, and then they smother it in those fucking onions. Goislop. I love this episode. Whatever, personal favorite episode. First post-American, of course, with Reddit spacing, says, fast food was never meant to be affordable. It's meant to be fast. Reddit space, affordable is Paul Supanon. Oh, he has some 4chan knowledge. The Paul Supanon. Paul Supanon was making threads every single day. Every single day, Paul Supanon would make threads every night. And you just brute force it with real life photos. I mean, you can't say you're bumping your own thread when you just say, you're stupid, Supanon, you're stupid. Clean your stove. And takes him a fucking month and a half to clean his fucking stove. I went in that thread every day. I told him to clean. Every day he posted that thread, I was like, clean your fucking stove. He finally did. Good job. Thank you. Also, for you saying fast food's not meant to be affordable, it's meant to be fast, holy fuck, you don't get either at Taco Bell. It's slow and it costs a lot. Taco Bell. And they fuck up your order all the time. That's Taco Bell. What is Taco Bell even good for except feeling bad about yourself after you eat it? Dorito taco, please. Dorito taco. Nacho fries that can dip in melted cheese, please. Taco Supreme, full of sour cream, thank you. Just throw some nacho cheese in there, why not? Fuck. With some cinnamon twist sugar twists, please. I love Quislop. Oh, this is this kind of episode, guys. this kind of time of my life right now. I love working. It's so tiring and exhausting. This American says grow potatoes in a box and cook them with giant Frenzel lins. That is a good idea, actually. Are you? Is that you, Sticks? Are you posting in this thread, Sticks? Two posts by this ID. Let's go see what Sticks said over here.
Where's this other fucking post? Oh, I found it. Okay.
In response to a bunch of... This isn't him, but in response to a bunch of the fast food is not meant to be cheap, it's meant to be fast. This guy says, fast... With so much Reddit spacing in this thread. With Reddit spacing, and incredibly bad Reddit spacing, this guy says, fast food was cheaper than sit down per meal, but it's never been cheap. Cheap is a couple slices of bread and some fucking ground beef. You can still make a quarter pounder for $1.50 or less if you make it yourself. Mind-locked DoorDash niggers, you eat with pride. This American responds, I've never met an intelligent gay person. Dude, DoorDash, who the fuck DoorDash is? Holy fuck. That $16 hamburger is going to be $25 and it's going to be so... Anybody that DoorDashes, I do not get that shit. If you're buying fast food, get a restaurant at least. You're getting DoorDashed. Have them go to a fucking restaurant. You can go to drive to a fast food place and go through the drive-thru. It's super easy and convenient. It's not convenient to go into a restaurant and order and wait and have them make it and then pick it up. And it's frustrating. That's what DoorDash is for. If you choose to, I've never used DoorDash in my life. I've never used it in my life. Who uses it? Why? Holy, it's already sloth-like behavior to go to a fast food place, let alone use DoorDash to bring you a fast food place. Holy, it's like one step even lazier. So bad. So fucking bad. And it's taste bad. I mean, fast food, you got to eat it right there almost. It's so... You let fast food sit, it gets nasty. It's already nasty. You let it sit, it gets real nasty. It's real bad. You ever eat leftover fries? Holy fuck, not... No. This doesn't happen. Throw them in the air fryer. That's terrible. Not even worth the calories. This leaf says, I haven't gotten fast food for at least a year. I was in the... Indies, what the fuck is Indies? That is some leaf thing. Indies Grill, homemade cooking. Indies Grill, breakfast, lunch, dinner. It looks like kind of like a breakfast joint diner kind of thing. They got Philly cheesesteak, grilled chicken sandwiches, breakfast, you know, eggs, waffles. Looks pretty fucking delicious. Pretty fucking amazing, actually. Looks kind of like a Denny's maybe, but higher quality. Maybe like an IHOP, but higher quality. Basically, pick any breakfast place in America and just make it a little bit better. That's what it is. Any chain breakfast place, I should say. If you go to like a local restaurant breakfast place, it's probably delicious. Cracker Barrel? Maybe it'd be equivalent to a Cracker Barrel? That's what I think it'd be equivalent to. Cracker Barrel. That seems equivalent. That seems plenty equivalent. Where's my fucking thread at? You guys see that new completely automated McDonald's? No employees whatsoever? Awesome. They're probably hiding behind the boss. But that's pretty awesome. I want that. Just put that everywhere. Fuck, where do I sign up? If I had millions of dollars, I would just buy a fully automated McDonald's. I wouldn't have to deal with fucking stupid employees. That's the worst part of owning a chain. Having to deal with all the stupid employees. Fuck, a fully automated McDonald's? Holy fuck. Sign me up. I'll pay you $10 million right now, McDonald's. I'll be the first one. Okay, guys. I just need $10 million, please. $10 million, please. I'm chilling now. This is my 300th episode chill. $10 million, please. Thank you, Bill Gates, for watching my show. This America says, it's ridiculous. This cost me $9. When are people going to say this is enough? Holy fuck. What is on your hand, Anon? What the fuck? You take the vax, Anon? Take the vax? What are all these spots on your foot? Did you draw these on with the Photoshop editor? He has monkeypox. That's not monkeypox, dude. That looks like photo editing is what that looks like. It looks edited on. Like, this doesn't look real. This looks like Photoshop. I bet this is Photoshop. Photoshop questionable. Oh, Walmart Anon. Hello. Welcome to my finale thread, Walmart Anon. We meet again. fucking fix your fucking fix. Your thread is dead. I can't even respond to you. Fuck. You better watch my show while I'm on. Fix your spacing. You don't watch my show because you're not fixing your spacing yet. Fix this shit while I'm running on, you motherfucker. You're so frustrating.
This American says, remember to filter any and all trip fags, new friends. It does increase the quality of the board, but you'd miss Walmart Anon. You'd miss him in his trip fagginess. He's from Reddit, obviously. Reddit trip fag. Many such Reddit fag cases. We need to get you spacing correctly, Walmart Anon. You're embarrassing me. This guy posts a McDonald's copy pasta. I'm tempted to read it. Tempted. This guy says, time to get the McDonald's app, you chuds. I eat McDonald's 3 to 4 times a week and never pay more than $10 European with the coupons in the app. I could also collect points that give me free burgers and drinks. This guy said he's baiting and he's a shill. I may have the McDonald's app on my phone, and I may get free fries every time. You get $1 fries every time. $1 large fries when you go to McDonald's every time with the app. Then you get points you can get free Big Macs with. It's pretty fatty. It's pretty fatty to use the app to save money and get free shit. I mean, because it's free shit that's just going to make you fatter. Whatever, don't do that. Unless you want to save money. Top tier apps, McDonald's. Chick-fil-A, low-tier apps, Taco Bell, Whataburger, which practically doesn't exist, and the lowest-tier Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Fucking garbage app. Holy fuck, it doesn't even function. Stupid. Subway's pretty shitty, too. Don't eat fast food. It's bad for you. You can eat it if you're bulking up. If you're bulking up, you can eat it. Otherwise, it's bad for you. Yeah, it's so easy to cook a burger. Fuck, sometimes you just want to go buy one. Eat it really easily. This is how we end racism. You racists should all share food like this with a group of 10 to 20 people each meal. Oh my god, dude. I went to this work event with one of my past jobs that I was doing, and they brought us all to this fucking restaurant that was this shit right here. This eat with your hands fucking Indian bullshit. It was disgusting. I didn't eat any of it. I had a little tiny bit. It was bleh, fucking poo. You know what's good? You know what the good poo food item is? These things right here. Samosas. These fuckers, man. These things are good. Actually. These ones look nasty as fuck. But you're wondering what these are. There's potato in them. There's like fluffy potato inside of them. You're like, what? What? Yeah, there's fluffy potato in them. It's like a crunchy shell, and there's like potato inside. It's actually very good. Very good. Very delicious. It's like light fluffy and potato-y. I don't know. It's good. Samosas. These ones look fucking disgusting. They have like peas and shit in them. Yuck. Fucking nasty. Yuck. No thanks. No thank you. Curry powder. Holy fuck, Walmart Anon was in the Bolsonaro thread too. Holy fuck, Walmart Anon, stop stalking me. Stop fucking stalking me, Walmart Anon. Holy fuck. This Kekistani says, I just got a $16 bill for appetizers at Taco Bell, 2 chalupas and 2 Taco Supremes. Dude, Taco Bell's so fucking expensive now, it's insane. I mean, you can get real Mexican food for the cost of Taco Bell, and their service is shit and their people are shit. Everything about Taco Bell is shit except... fuck, sometimes you want it. It's shittiest. It's the best shitty food ever. It's the best shitty food ever. That's how I sum up Taco Bell. It's the best shitty food ever. It's the goy sloppiest of the goy. I feel like Taco Bell is the goy sloppiest fast food place. You don't get much more goy slop than a Dorito taco. This guy's baking bread with the sun. With the solar oven. That's cool. What happens in winter, though? What do you do in winter? How do you cook your bread? With fire. I like Del Taco. Del Taco's good, and they give you fries with your food. Their hot sauce is delicious. Their tacos are decent. I don't know. I like Del Taco, too. But I mean, just go to a real Mexicano place. You'll get good food. This American says, it costs $2 to make a half-pound burger at home. Stop eating that shit so much. Meh. It is pretty easy to make a hamburger at home. Pretty easy. People want that charbroiled taste, though. They don't have liquid smoke or whatever they put on it to make it taste like that in the fast food place. Do they really charbroil it? So I guess in Burger King, they do. I guess. In the Hardee's, I guess. In Carl's Jr., they do. Get that hot charbroiled taste. I love that taste. Best. Tastes like a homemade hamburger. I don't really like the taste of homemade hamburgers. I like the taste of goyslop hamburgers. Goyslop burger. That's it. That's the thing. That's it. That we're done. Kevin McCarthy agreed to cut aid to Ukraine to secure U.S. speaker role. That's a fucking good thing. They already gave him like $1 trillion, though. So who cares? A little too little, too late. Too little, too late. Oh, look, finally, Nagatoro. I'm saving that. That's a good one. Who made that? Well done. Putin gives speech about the Holocaust. Satiate those. Yikes. Holy fuck, a good video of the Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster. What do you want to bet it's not a good video? What do you want to bet it's shit? Oh my god, Loch Ness Monster. Let's go. Here we go. Full quality. Holy fuck, it's a dinosaur. We got a fin for 2 seconds. We got a fin and it's a seal. It's a fucking seal or something. It's like, holy fuck, it's water moving. It's water moving. Holy fuck. Everyone freak out. It's Loch Ness Monster. Holy fuck. Really? That's it? That's it? Holy fuck, that was shit. Looks like an alligator or something. Who cares? Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares? This American says, seriously, what the fuck is this? Looks like a gator and a manatee gave birth to a retarded dinosaur. It's life. It's life finding a way. This American says, looks like a big manta ray with a fucking fin. A manta ray with a fin. It's a fucking mermaid. You're all idiots. It's a fucking mermaid. This American says, looks like George Floyd taking a knee. Yeah, That's exactly what it is, Anon. That's perfect. We'll end it like that. Perfect. Amazing. Incredible. It's a drone. It's a fucking drone. Have a great day. Love you all. Goodbye.